Hello, everyone, and welcome to Italian Pod. My name is Catherine.
Hi, my name is Marco, and welcome to the newest edition of In Piazza.
In Piazza is our news and features show where we let you into the world of Italian Pod and tell you all about what's coming up in the week ahead.
So this week we have three amazing lessons, again, a different level, so everybody can enjoy a different Italian lesson with different topics. For example,
the first one is Bathroom with a View. So it might have a bit of a funny name. You know, we took it from Room with a View, the famous book about travels in Florence.
Well, bathroom is a room, actually. So
it is a room. So right. Closer than you would have thought. But we're actually talking more about design and interior design, because we know a lot of you out there are either in architecture or in design. So we wanted to give you some of this vocabulary that you could use in your daily lives.
Exactly, with a bit of a surprise at the end.
Ooh, I love surprises. Well, this one is an intermediate level lesson. That means that Marco will be speaking in Italian and I'll be speaking in English. And that one is coming out on Monday.
For easier levels or for lower levels, like elementary, we have the intercom.
All right, so this is very common throughout the world, but especially in Italy, where a lot of people live in these apartment buildings, and you have to buzz and get buzzed into the door. So this one is about how to answer the door and about some pranks that young people like to play when it comes to intercoms.
And eventually we have an advanced lesson, advanced media lessons, that is Te lo dice Irene.
Te lo dice Irene.
Eh, se te lo dice Irene, è vero.
È vero. So Irene is, of course, our Florentine third host, who is here to talk to you on Friday about some things going on in the Italian media, particularly Berlusconi.
We finally thought that it was the time was about right to talk about our prime minister. We talked about it once before, but you know, many things happened, and there was of course, like, many newspapers talked about him all the time, actually. So we didn't want it to be like obsessed with him, but I think he deserved to be mentioned in this Te lo dice Irene, so stay tuned and listen to that one.
And that's coming out on Friday. Again, it's an advanced media lesson, so it's entirely in Italian, and it's for those of you upper level learners who want some more exposure to the Italian media.
And it's fast.
It's fast. But we also have a point that we wanted to mention about the tech side of things. If you're using the site and you've seen this new feature called Activity Stream within your Me page, just recognize that if you're stuck in the newbie area and you're not a newbie learner, you can change your level. So on the right-hand side of that page, there is a little bar that says change level, and you can click and it'll drop down and give you some options. So the questions, of course, are different at every level, and they're tuned to who's answering the questions and what level they are. So they're harder higher up.
Many people have already tried that, and you'll have like your message highlighted in green if it's correct, or maybe you'll have it highlighted in red if there's a mistake.
And don't be afraid if it's red. We're making them red even if they're very small mistakes, because we want to make sure that you recognize some of these very common but small mistakes that everyone makes. So it doesn't
don't
mean that you're...
Don't be afraid to fail.
Don't be afraid. It's not failure. It's practice. So it's really good practice, and
okay.
I hope that you guys will continue using that.
I fail
that.
Every day.
No.
I'm learning, though.
Well, if you have any more questions or comments, you can reach us at our website, italianpod.com. We also have a lovely email address.
italianpod@praxislanguage.com.
Find us on Twitter. Our name is ItalianPod, no spaces. Or on Facebook, ItalianPod, no spaces again. That's about it for today. We hope you have a lovely week.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Ciao.
Ciao a tutti.